Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Things off by revisiting one of my favorite decades on this planet. No, it's not the 80s. That's my other favorite. God, did we have it good in the 80s. But the 90s. The 90s are trending. They've come full circle. They're all the rage. And I certainly did love that decade, actually. Let's see. The 90s. Frosted hair tips. That was a big thing. I don't know why everybody thought that was such a good idea, but they did. And then a lot of vests, which I also really like. I'm a big vest person. But I can't think of anyone better to take this journey than someone I actually revisited the 80s with and did a movie called The Wedding Singer. And they are the hosts of the podcast, Hey Dude, the 90s Called. Please welcome my dear friend, Christine Taylor and David Lasher. Christine and I, we made this happen. We were texting and we were like, I wanted to do her podcast. And then we were like, wait, what if we actually like taped the podcast on the show and then you use the audio and you come out first and then you drive to our show? And we've never done this before, so we're doing
this. This is why she's such a genius, right?
I give the credit to the people I work with who had the idea, because I told them, I was like, well, I want to do your guys' podcast. Yeah. And then we talked about incorporating it on the show, and here we are.
And here we
are. So generous of you to have us on this way. It's so unique and so cool.
Well, generous of you to have me on your podcast, which is very successful and loved. And, I mean, I feel like I'm all about the 90s. And, I mean, when we were doing The Wedding Singer and doing all that 80s stuff, that was in the 90s.
Yes.
And we were only hearkening back to a decade that was right before. It wasn't even a full almost 10 years.
Exactly.
And yet everything seemed so nostalgic. We were talking about CD players.
Right. And $700.
Yes, $700. It's a CD player.
The concept and, you know, our clothes and hair.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think the 90s have come and gone several times since The Wedding Singer. The 90s are the big thing now. All the TikTokers love it. Yeah. The trends are back. The fashion.
The music.
Yep. It's all back.
It's all back.
So with that, I will turn it over to you because it is time for Drew's Download.
All right. We're up.
Okay.
So you talked about it in your intro, that the 90s was one of your favorite decades. Yeah. And we were talking about, and really looking through your incredible filmography, all of your work, and it was like the 90s was like a resurgence in your career. It was this next chapter in your career because you'd been working as such a young person for so long. So, you know, just to sort of talk a little bit about like how that re-entry was for you is something that, you know, we would love to hear about because that was such an interesting time too and great, great film work, my God.
I'm so bad with like years in math. I was born in 1975, so by 1990 I was 15. And throughout the 90s, then I was gonna be 15 to 25. Those were significant years. And I knew that when the 90s started, that I had taken time off, I had had life experiences that, you know, I just openly did not know how to handle all of it, as most kids with too much access and excess do not know how to handle it with their developing brains. And then I didn't know how to get back into my job. And I was living on my own. I got emancipated by the California courts. I had my first apartment when I was 14. And I worked in a coffee house. And
really?
Mm-hmm, called The Living Room. And yeah, it was a really, really cool place in the 90s.
Oh, coffee houses. Quintessential
90s.
It was like the central perk for young Hollywood.
Yes.
I kid you not.
Right.
Everyone was there. That's where I met Cameron Diaz.
Oh my gosh.
Christina Applegate was there. Baltazar Getty, David Arquette.
Yep.
You name it. Everyone was walking. It was the, and at night people just poured out onto the sidewalk. And it was like this cool hang. So after a I don't know, probably about 2 years of that, I was like, my heart is in film. So I started going out on auditions again. And that was another 2 years.
Wow.
I came close to getting roles. I started getting better sort of feedback and some momentum. Yeah. I came very close on a bunch of films and TV series. I was going up for anything. A lot of Pauly Shore movies.
Yeah. Very and, big in the 90s
and
as well.
Brendan Fraser. It was,
oh, I auditioned for all of those
too. Right?
Encino Man.
Yes, Encino Man. It was like Encino Man or My Two Dads or My Stepmother's an Alien.
Right, exactly.
I went up for that. The Coneheads.
The Coneheads, yes, yes.
Like we were probably up for all the same jobs and I did not book anything.
Right.
So one day I did get an idea and I was like, huh. If they think I'm such a kid, what if I tried something different? And I found this script called Poison Ivy. And I was like,
it's so good. It's so good.
And I was like,
yeah, tease the hair.
Yes. Do you see me as a kid now?
Wow, you just got a lot tougher.
And then that's what I did for a couple years. I was doing those kind of more femmy, sexualized, you know, roles. And then I started to hear, well, she's just a B-movie actress.
Oh, God.
And I was like, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have to ask you about Scream, because...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have to ask you about Scream, because... I don't remember a movie where one actor or actress held the screen by themselves for the first 10 minutes of the movie. And everyone, as an audience member, I was watching it thinking, everyone's thinking Drew Barrymore's the star of this movie. There's no way she's going to get killed. And as you're running to your parents, he stabs you to death. And that opening was the introduction of an iconic franchise.
When this script came around, I auditioned for it. I wanted to get in that movie. I was like, this is going to change horror films again. This is going to...
When you read enough scripts, yeah, which we've read thousands,
yep,
I knew the writing in there was different. But by that time, by Scream, I had done the Poison Ivies and the Amy Fishers, but I when I heard that I was getting to be a more sexy femme fatale B-movie actress, I was like, well, I want to do other stuff than that. That I don't take that insultingly. I just don't want to be pigeonholed. So what do? I started producing. And so we found the script called, it was Scary Movie at the time. And what's funny is...
Wait, you produced it?
We were unofficial producers, but I went and found the director, Wes Craven, for it. No, because I was like, this in the hands of one filmmaker will be a B-movie, and this in the hands of another will be a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, who's the greatest horror? It's John Carpenter and Wes Craven.
Right.
So we went to Wes Craven.
I had no idea.
And I was supposed to play the other role. I was supposed to play Sydney. And it was such a... exciting thing, because I was going to get to be the lead in like a studio movie, which was a huge thing for me at that time. But I got this idea that I loved Scary Movies so much, and what I loved was Janet Leigh in Psycho and the movie When a Stranger Calls. And
but that's the opening of Scream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was like, my biggest irritation with horror films is even at the last second is you just know she's going to make it. And I was like, I should be the one that dies in the beginning, because then all bets are off.
No one's gonna expect it.
No one expected it.
And so I called one night and I said, could I please play the other part? And they were like, that's not what you're booked for. And I was like, I know, but I just think this will be so much better. And what's funny is, when you say something like the star of the film or anything, I at that time saw myself as nothing but a B-movie actress. And so I never worked with a calculated mentality of these will be smart career moves. I just thought, I just want to keep working and I don't want to get pigeonholed and I want to do a little bit of everything.
But you brilliantly created your production company.
Yes.
Flower Films.
Flower Films.
With Nancy.
When I was 19.
19. And...
this year.
That's amazing.
30 years.
Awesome. Right. The first movie you produced was Never Been Kissed?
That was our first official.
The script was so amazing, and you play the romantic lead of a movie, beautiful as you are, but then the nerdiest parts of yourself.
The physical comedy in this
you're
one.
Yeah, you're like Chevy Chase in that
brilliant.
Movie.
Oh, my God.
Chevy Chase.
I'm a sucker for pratfalls.
Totally. The physical comedy,
best
absurd.
Reference I could ever get. Never Been Kissed was very interesting because it was our first official film for Flower Films.
Right.
And at that time, people were very weary of actors being producers. A lot of it wasn't necessarily working, and it didn't mean because you were an actor, you knew how to produce a film, and it was about the economics. So if you didn't make the film work and you produced it as an actor, you were likely to not be able to do it again. And I was very stressed throughout the movie. I don't think I've ever told anybody this. This is the first time I've ever admitted this. I was so scared during the whole film because I knew if it didn't work, we weren't going to get another chance.
It's all on you. Yeah.
Gosh. And so we had so much fun making it. It was the best time ever, but I had to clench stomach the whole time and I would get these calls from the studio and they were like, I'm sorry, but you're just looking too unattractive. Stop it. And I was like, good. That's and they were like, no. They were like, it's too far. And so I was forced to even tone it down a little bit because I had gone even farther. They were like, it's going, and then they said something that appealed to my sensibilities rather than my ego. They were like, we don't want you to lose the heart because you're going so far for the comedy. And I was like, great argument. Mm-hmm. Let me dial it back a little bit. And so Josie, what you see there is me dialed back. And it came out and it worked and we got really lucky and I'm very, very grateful. And I would walk around just going, I can't believe this worked. We're gonna get a second shot. And I was in the offices and I was trying to eat my lunch and Nan came in and goes, dude, they're making Charlie's Angels at Sony. I want in. And I was like, you just ruined my lunch. Now all I can think about is Charlie's Angels. And I was like, but Nan, like, how are we gonna go from Never Been Kissed to Charlie's Angels? How are they gonna take us seriously for a big job like that? So we got our trapper keepers and our binders and our JanSport backpacks and our bulletin boards and we went into Sony and we made
a
big presentation.
Very 90s.
Very 90s.
Trapper keepers.
And we made a case for what we would do with Charlie's Angels. And we got the gig. We got it. And we...
Well, it's perfect that you're saying it that way because you did a very cool film, Batman Forever, which was an incredible franchise that you... And you played a part of a female duo, right?
Yeah, me. I was Sugar, and Debbie Mazar was Spice.
Yes.
Oh, who?
Debbie Mazar.
Well, that's
I love
that's
Debbie.
Very interesting.
It's a coincidence.
Because Debbie might be available.
Debbie!
Oh my God! Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
You did a very cool film, Batman Forever, which was an incredible franchise that you and you played a part of a female duo, right?
Yeah, me. I was Sugar and Debbie Mazar was Spice.
Yes.
Oh, who?
Debbie Mazar.
Well, that's
I love
that's
Debbie.
Very interesting.
It's a coincidence.
Because Debbie might be available to say hi to you.
Debbie! First of all, oh my God, you look so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I could
so
melt.
So nice to see you. I mean, Drew, did you see that recently, the Jenners played us for Halloween?
Yes,
they replicated us. It was kind of amazing.
I saw that and I freaked out. Look at them. I didn't think that was real. And then I was like, wait, no, it really is. Oh my God, it's really them. Oh my God, Debbie, you know,
Debbie, you gave me like so much confidence because you are such an incredible makeup artist, and we were working with this Hollywood legend, this woman named V. Neal. And
V. Neal, yeah.
I mean, just the biggest makeup. She was the biggest.
We had like a 2-hour makeup. We had a 2-hour makeup.
And then Jim Carrey would be next to us getting ready as the Riddler.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
And Tommy Lee Jones, oh, Two-Face. And I have never worn clothes like that before or since.
Me neither. I mean, I don't know about you, but I had to get a body cast. Did you get a body cast? I mean, I had to get a complete, like, I was in a complete, like, body cast.
Yeah, we were very corseted. We had the garters and the corsets.
We had the best time. I mean, I just loved our time in the makeup trailer. And Tommy Lee Jones is always so grumpy and intense.
God. He was a grump.
and intense. He was so intense. And we were like his malls.
Yeah, Tommy wasn't having it. Like, and
not at all.
I'm like his worst nightmare. I'm like, oh my God, Tommy Lee Jones, I love you. And he gave me a lot of side eye.
I have a question for both of you, because you two had just done Batman Forever together. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I had auditioned for The Wedding Singer, that, yeah. And I had this great audition with Adam and the crew, not with you, but with Adam and the crew, and I kind of didn't hear anything for a bit. And then a couple weeks went by, and then I got a call, and my agent said, you know, Debbie Mazur just was offered the part and turned it down, and now they're offering it to you.
Oh my God, are you
and
kidding?
And I never knew if that was true. I never knew if it...
Debbie, is that true?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was, you two were close and friends, and that was where you all wanted Debbie in the film.
You know, Christine, I was really I'm kind of embarrassed because I wanted to do The Wedding Singer, and I got the part, and I was so excited because I really was such a huge fan of Adam. And then my agent said, you know, don't do it. You know, you're not getting paid the right amount of money. And I was like, wait, what? Ultimately I passed only because my agent told me, just hang on, don't do it. I regret it to this day. I apologized to Adam Sandler. I said, oh my God, I was so young. My agent told me the wrong information. I ended up firing my agent after that, obviously. And, so I'm happy for you.
To this
day, I have such regret because I so wanted to do that movie and I just was young and made a stupid decision.
I love you, Debbie! You guys, new episodes of Hey Dude, the 90s called Air Monday, wherever you get your podcast, because it's on almost every platform, right? I mean, it's everywhere. Yep. It's a very popular podcast and I'm so honored to be on it. Thank you for having me and Debbie and all of us on your podcast. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.